Hey everybody, it's Clara. Welcome to Launch to Elite. This is your fundamental training program for someone who has just signed up as a wellness advocate and is excited to get running with the doTERRA business. And also for those of you who are ready to just refresh, kind of come back to the basics. And I always learn so much from just these intro fundamental type training. So thank you for being here. This is video number one. So this is a little bit longer because we are going to go over some housekeeping things. But first off, before you do anything, before you go into any meeting, before you teach any class, right when you wake up in the morning, right when you go to bed at night, you should always be putting oils on, right? This is doTERRA. We are sharing and changing the world through oils and doTERRA's products. So we want to be using them all the time. We're going to talk more about this. But for us to start, let's take your favorite oil of the moment or your blend. As of now, I am always putting on this blend before I, for my morning meditation, for my affirmations, before I teach a class, before I go into a meeting. So I'm starting to associate this smell with empowered, like, work stuff that I'm doing. So it is, if you're curious, it's Whisper, Sandalwood, and Citrus Bliss mixed together. It's amazing. So whatever your oil of choice is, grab it right now. Do a few drops in your hand. And just take a few moments to let that smell wash over you. I love to put it in my hair. And center yourself to watch the video. Okay, we're ready. Okay, so for video number one, we are focusing on the fundamentals, of course, the fundamentals of the fundamentals. So in this training, we will have one pre-recorded video. And if you're in the one in June 2019 that we're in right now, these videos are recorded. But we will be meeting Thursdays live to discuss. So make sure that you listen to the videos on Monday or at the beginning of the week and you get a little bit of the assignments done so that on Thursday we can chat about that and keep all of your questions for that. Also, this is an email course, so make sure that you're watching your email. It's not going to be on Facebook or anything like that because I love Facebook for certain things, but it can be very distracting. And so we want this to be about action and moving the needle forward on your business. Okay. All right. So checklist, you're going to want to watch this video and then you're going to want to connect with your accountability partner. So last night I connected everyone with their accountability partner. If you didn't get one, let me know. And if you're watching this later, then make sure that you have an accountability partner. My recommendation on what to do with this is to text your accountability partner before 10 a.m. Tell them two things you're going to do today and then text them at 6 p.m. saying, hey, I did my things or I didn't do my things. Because when we have someone else involved in our actions, it's so much more likely that we actually do them. So this is a really, really key thing to have all throughout your doTERRA journey, to always have an accountability partner. It's really helpful. Okay, so this video is about preparing. If you're not familiar with PIPES, that is how we do doTERRA. We do the acronym of PIPES, which is prepare, invite, present, enroll, support. So in this video, we're going to be talking about what it takes to prepare, right? We're talking to those of you who are brand new, or you're just looking to refresh. So remember to prepare yourself first. This is super important. If you just go straight to the present step, right? So maybe invite, present. So you just start inviting people to classes, but you haven't really prepared the background, it's going to fall flat. So we want to make sure that we master the art of and the skill of telling people that telling people that you know and you love about the fact that you're doing doTERRA, and then eventually also telling strangers about the fact that you did do doTERRA. So it should be something that really rolls off your tongue, really comes out so easily when someone says, "What do you do for work?" or "What are those oils?" or "I have a headache." You should immediately have something that comes to mind that powerfully shares why you do doTERRA, why you share doTERRA, and just explains what you do. So you want to really master telling other people about your doTERRA journey in a way that's really engaging and quick and really hooks them. So this could be called your why. And I think a lot of times people get really hung up on their why, right? If you have done doTERRA at all, people talk about your why all the time. And it is super, super important to know, why are you building doTERRA? Why are you creating a doTERRA business and an income with doTERRA? That's really important. However, I think when people are just beginning, it can trip them up a little bit. It basically creates self-sabotage because they're like, I don't know why. I don't have it clear. I don't have this huge, big why, right? So the first step of that is just getting clear on how do you share with people? How do you actually talk to someone and say, this is why I do doTERRA. This is what's happened. So your homework, part of your homework for this week is, what is your sharing story? What is your elevator pitch, right? I kind of hate that, but because when are you really in an elevator? But what is your sharing story, right? What do you tell people when they say, what do you do for work? Or what are those oils on the table? Or what is doTERRA? This is that you got to have this prepared and really clear and succinct and like just boom, right? And it's almost energetic as well. It's like if you feel unsure and unclear and people ask, then it's going to be really hard for you to like just say it powerfully. So the first thing that I can kind of, so what we want you to do for this homework assignment is to write that down. 3 sentences, 1 sentence. What is your sharing story? What is the thing that when someone says, what do you do for work, that you say? Right? So the first thing that always comes to mind when I think about this, if you don't have this powerful why yet, is what's the first time that you got essential oils? What was the first time that you actually were like, wow, these work, right? Mine is always that I use this digestion oil that someone sampled me and I always had these digestive issues. And I was bloated one night and I had the digestion oil and I put the digestion oil on my stomach and I watched it de-bloat, right? That puts a picture in people's minds. They can understand the frustration, right? We want to share in a way that engages them. It's not just me, 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 me. It paints a picture for how these things relieve some struggle in your life, right? So think about that. Why are you creating a doTERRA business? How can you share this information with people that you love, strangers, people that you know at work, from the heart, and practice this over and over and over and get super, super comfortable saying it out loud and sharing it with people with no problem. It'll get more and more powerful the more practice that you have, but make sure that you have that really clear in your mind so that if you were calling people up, let's say you're just starting your doTERRA business, you're wanting to launch, you're in the Launch to Elite, part of this is definitely going to be, you know, calling people and telling them that what you're doing and getting them excited about it and asking them to support you and to come to classes and that kind of thing and learn about how these essential oils can help them as well, right? Okay, so that is your first assignment, and that is something that obviously that is like a fundamental. How do you share? How do you share your story? It's okay if that why right now is like to get money to pay for your babysitter so that you can go on date night, right? Your why doesn't have to be huge, but you do have to have a way of compellingly sharing why you're doing it with people. So that could just be, you know, I'm just super excited to make a little bit of extra money so that I can pay a babysitter and go on a date night with my husband. I'm just really excited to make $200 extra a month so that my husband doesn't get pissed at me for spending $200 on oils every month. Right? That could be your why. But so when you share that with people, you want to share with them something that is like why you even got into them in the first place, right? Okay, so that's assignment number one for week one. Then the other thing that I want you to do this week is to really, it's so important, I would say it's paramount that you are product of the product. So whenever anyone comes to me, and they're like stuck in their business and they're like, why am I stuck? I can't figure out what's going on. I ask them, have you been taking your lifelong vitality pack? Those are the vitamins if you're not familiar. Have you been using your oils on a daily basis? Have you been, you know, using the products in your house? You guys, we have to be in alignment with what we're selling. We can never sell anything that we don't believe in. So every time you use the product, you are building product belief. So if you're not on the vitamins, get on the vitamins ASAP. If you're not using oils every single day, all the time, start doing that. Because this is another huge part of this fundamentals of a doTERRA business is using your oils all the time in front of people intentionally, right? Opportunities are everywhere to share oils with people and to change people's lives. And so we have to remember that if we're not being a product of the product, if we're not literally bringing our oils with us and using our On Guard hand sanitizer and using the On Guard cleaner concentrate and taking the vitamins, then we're, of course, it's going to be harder to engage with people in a sales conversation because we're not completely sold ourselves, right? So that's number two assignment is to create an AM, midday, and PM routine with the oils and vitamins if you don't have that already. So how am I always being a product of the product? You can ask yourself. This builds belief and in alignment with selling essential oils. It's going to be so hard to sell something that you're not using every single day and that you don't believe in 1,000%, right? So make sure that you are intentionally being a product of the product. So intentionally using another piece of this that I just want to go into a little bit more is that there's this great example that Deb Erickson, one of my favorite coaches that you guys should all be coaching with as well, she gave this great example. She had a client who was a high-end real estate agent. And it was during the crisis, the time when all the real estate, the real estate bubble popped. And her client was complaining about how no one wants to buy expensive houses. It's so hard to sell these houses. And she can't find any clients. She can't find any properties, right? Okay. So they're sitting in a coffee shop and her client is going off complaining about how there's no one out there that she can sell high-end expensive houses to. Deb, meantime, is sitting there listening, but here's behind her a woman in line at the coffee shop talking about how she's looking, that she really needs to upgrade her house, that she has an $8 million house, but she really wants a $10 million house. It's something crazy like that. And Deb's like, oh my gosh, that's your person right there. So, but she didn't hear, right? So the moral of that story is that if we're not looking, if we're not like keeping our ears, eyes, and just being open to what the situation is bringing us as far as hope and healing for people, then we won't see it, right? So every opportunity, and there's an opportunity in every situation to share oils and to ultimately, from a business standpoint, gain an enrollment and a customer for life and change someone's life with these oils and these products. So all the time people, when they first start, they say, I just don't have that big of a network. I don't know what to do. Doesn't matter, right? There's people everywhere. And if you're intentionally using your oils, like having your oils on the table, right? When you're at a restaurant, using your digestion and putting a little bit of peppermint on to wake up when you're at a coffee shop, whatever. You know, in your car, having them diffusing, having them all over your house. So when people come over, they see this lifestyle that you're living. It's so important to intentionally be using oils all the time. I bring my On Guard hand sanitizer spray in the bathroom with me every single time because I hate using those toxic hand soaps in bathrooms and I use them. And I talk to people all the time. They ask me, what is that? Then I share my story, right? I share my little elevator pitch, right? Okay. So that's number two. If you don't already have an AM, midday, and PM routine with the oils and you're not using them every single day and you're not taking the vitamins, do that ASAP. Okay. The next assignment and the next thing that we're going to talk about is booking 4 events in the month of June. Okay. I know this is going to get people like, what? I can't do that. I don't have time. Blah, blah. Right? Excuses. But this is the next assignment. Book 4 events in the month of June. This doesn't have to be classes. It could be one-on-ones. It could be phone calls, right? But book them now in this first week. Book them now in this first week because we're going to be working with them throughout the rest of this time. And Guys, it's not complicated. If you're going to do doTERRA as a business, you have to be sharing oils and you have to be presenting the oils to people. So you have to have those things on the calendar. And trust me, once you just get in the groove of that, always putting stuff on your calendar, always having classes booked, it's not a big deal. You don't have to like do a whole spread. You can just have really basic classes, 45 minutes, go over the oils. Those actually work much better anyway. Okay, so get 4 events on your calendar for June this week. You don't have to do them all this week, but get them on your calendar for June, okay? Then create or go through, if you've already created it, your 100 names list. So if you're not familiar with what that is, this is your contacts list. This is the list that you will consistently be adding to and taking off when people enroll. So you need to have that list, right? And there's a memory jogger if you just Google memory jogger doTERRA that will help you if you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't have 100 people that I know. You do, I bet. And remember, and you can go Google that memory jogger form and it will help you jog your memory for all the people that you know. So create or go through if you've already created a 100 names list, then go through it and add people to it, take people off it, whatever you're going through. You can start following up with those people if you've already been doing this for a while. Okay, and then the fifth assignment is to connect with 2 people per day. So every day you're connecting with 2 people, and this is hearing someone's life story and struggle. It doesn't mean saying hi. It means really engaging and connecting with 2 people every day. Now, this could be on social media. This could be, the barista at the coffee shop, the checkout person. It could also be your mom. It could also be, a really good friend. But 2 people every day. This is network marketing. And if we're not connecting and serving people consistently and building that network, then we're not doing our job. And if we are going to launch to Elite in 4 to 6 weeks, then we've got to be connecting with 2 people every day. So fall in love with connecting with people. Some of the best advice I ever got from Audra, my upline, was to fall in love with connecting with people. It's not about selling them oils. It's not about like getting to the end or the sale or whatever. It's about connection. And when you connect with people, they'll tell you what they're struggling with and you'll have a solution. We are solutions providers. I say that every morning. I am a solutions provider. Okay? So that's your 5th assignment. So those are the 5 assignments. There won't be this many every time, but we got to kind of hit the ground running for those of you who maybe have already started. So again, what is your sharing story? Write that out. Get really clear on that. Practice it. What is my AM, midday, PM routines with oils and vitamins? How am I always, always, always being a product of the product, bringing your oils with you everywhere, having samples on you all the time, and building that belief in the product? Then book 4 events in the month of June, one-on-ones, classes, phone calls with people, whatever that is. Book it, get it on your calendar. Create or go through your 100 names list and connect with 2 people every day this week. Okay, so just a few notes. And I have on the PDF that comes with this video, there's notes there that I want you to read through. But I will say this. Remember, there's 3 things, only 3 things that you need to be successful in this business. 1 is mindset, which we'll talk about. 2 is skill set. And that just means use oils, share oils, teach other people how to do that. Okay? Use oils, share oils, teach other people how to do that. That's it. Those are your skill sets. Then you have to use your toolkits. So when you're just starting to use oils, that's things like the app, the books, the doTERRA eBooks, the Empowered Success Series, the webinars, Everything Essentials website. And then to share and teach and build doTERRA toolkit, you need your Empowered Success Guides, your Class in a Box, your Rank Planner, your Power of 3 Planner, your Memory Jogger, like I talked about, your Strengths Finder, your Class Planner. You can go through those things on your own time if you haven't already, and I'm sure they'll come up. But just know that those are the 3 things that you need to be successful in doTERRA. I'm going to go over a few more, just 2 more kind of like main headings. So basic requirements, if you're not familiar, for doTERRA are to log into your account and set up your cart to 100 PV. You will not get commissions if you're not placing 100 PV order every single month. What's your why? What do you want to create? get clear on that. Even if it's just money for the babysitter or money for your oils or just a little extra money to be able to, you know, go out to dinner once in a while, whatever it is, what's your why? Or it could be something really big. Mine's really big. Mine's to empower women, to empower myself, to empower the world, right? So it could be really big and it can be really basic as well. Then be resourceful, right? We're going to go through everything you need to know in this training for building a doTERRA business, but the resources are already out there, guys. And this is your business. This is not my business. Your business is not my business. This is your business. So be resourceful. The resources are out there. And anytime you feel like I can't or I don't know, you can go find out, and you can and you must. Okay. So take total responsibility. This, like I was saying, this is your business. There is no one else responsible for this but you. So take total responsibility for this. You'll be happy that you did. And then be committed. This is a business. It is not a hobby. I think a lot of times people take doTERRA or multi-level marketing as a hobby, right? They like the oils. They like to share them. That's awesome. But you don't make money from a hobby. You spend money on hobby, right? So treat your business as if it's a business. Show up every single day and do the things that are required, or else it's just a hobby. So if you're not making money with it, it's just a hobby, right? And hobbies you spend money on. So if you're wanting to make money with doTERRA, you have to be committed. Decide. Treat it like a business. And then number six, focus on gratitude. Focus on what's going right in your business. Focus on the people that are engaging with you and that are placing orders and that get it, right? Focus on those. Be grateful. I always say, appreciate everything, expect nothing, right? Okay, and then just a few mindset tips, and we will talk more about mindset as we go. But number one, decide and commit. Decide what you're doing and commit to it. Things are not built overnight. We don't just, you know, decide to do something and then it comes true. There is a process that we must go through. There are things that we must do. There are things that we must learn. So decide and commit to heading where you're headed, right? So if that's Premier, or if that's Diamond, or if that's just Elite, decide and commit to doing that. You will thank you, because it feels so good to reach goals that we set for ourselves. And you can do it. Everyone can do it. It's very simple. Use oils, share oils, teach other people how to do it. That's it. Dream, focus on victory. So focus on the wins. Don't focus on the fallbacks or the things that didn't go as you planned. Just focus on the wins. You don't have to focus on the other stuff. You don't have to. You get to choose where you place your focus, right? This is all mindset. So dream big. Let yourself want what you want. You want big things? Want them. It's okay. Dream big. It's okay that they're not here right now. You can go there. So this is something that's so beautiful about doTERRA, is that it starts to open people's minds up to what's possible for them. So if you allow this process to work on you, if you allow doTERRA, the oils themselves, the business, the pushing against the resistance that comes with this stuff that we're teaching and that we do to build these businesses, you will get what you want. You will have more freedom. Okay, so dream big. Visualize and meditate every day. Every day without exception, you should be doing some sort of mindfulness work and visualizing those dreams. Visualizing going after that. Make a vision board. Sit in meditation for 5 minutes. Journal every morning. Whatever you do, visualize and meditate every day. Get your mind in the right spot. Spend time investing in good mindset, okay? And number five, do the most important thing every day until it's finished. Whatever that is. And we're going to talk about income-producing activities in doTERRA, but do the most important thing every day until it's finished, okay? So quotes for the week. Done is better than perfect. Just do the assignments. Get through them. Don't worry about if it's right or wrong or what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing. Just get through them. Do them. Done is better than perfect. Action creates clarity. So move and you'll know what to do next. Write a little bit of your share story. Just throw it on a page and you'll see that it gets clearer and clearer as you start doing that. Action creates clarity. Sitting, thinking about what to do and wondering if you're going to do it right does not create clarity. So act, and then you'll see what becomes more clear. everybody has to start somewhere. So everybody has started from the bottom. This is what's so great about doTERRA. Every presidential leader, presidential diamond leader in doTERRA, I did, Audra did, Amy did, Mary Hyatt did. Everybody started from where you might be right now. So everybody starts somewhere. Remember that. Then who can I serve today? Constantly ask yourself that. Who am I here to serve today? Who is being offered to me? Who am I overhearing in the coffee shop? Every opportunity is every situation is an opportunity to share. So don't let that overwhelm you. Let that really inspire you about how many people are out there that we can share these amazing life-changing oils with. Okay, guys. So this is the video, and those are the assignments. Remember to check out the PDF because it has it all written down there. There's also a bonus video that you should definitely watch if you're totally brand new, like if you've never heard a lot of this stuff before, if you don't know what an LRP order is, if you don't know what LLV is, if you don't know how to log into your account, if you're confused about how to make commissions, if you don't know why doTERRA, like if you're like, what's different than other multi-level marketing companies for doTERRA, or why are doTERRA's oils not, or why are doTERRA's oils the best? I'm not really sure. I kind of know, but I don't really know. If you are still in that space, then you need to watch the bonus video that I linked to in the email. All right, guys, let's go. I'm so excited. Bye.